Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back to 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Jack Aldrich back on the show. Jack is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, we're going to celebrate a milestone with him a little bit later on. He's a renowned global futurist, and he's the chief of unlearning. He's the author of a number of books, at least a dozen or so. Foresight 2020, I think, is his new one, Jump the Curve. My favorite, I still talk about this book. Sometimes, you know, folks, I even talk about it. He's not here. The next big thing is really small. He talked to us about microtechnologies and a long time ago he helped us with that. He's our good friend Jack. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. Jump the Curve is, other than your, I know you may have some non-futurist books out, but is that the new one?
No, the most recent is Foresight 2020.
That's it.
A futurist explores the trends transforming tomorrow. But
I've got it right.
Coming out in a couple of months.
What's that about?
That's called Business as Unusual. The big aha.
Well, I expect to launch it on the show, or I will be really upset around here.
We will. You will get the first copy, Jim, as always.
That sounds good. All right. So, Jack. You write every Friday, you write a Future 15 report that I folks, I encourage you to subscribe to this. This is amazing. And we're going to work off of this today, Jack. One of the things that you said, one of your first points that you made in last Friday's, blog is that the third phase of clean energy will be the most disruptive yet. Number one, what is the third phase and why will it be the most disruptive?
Yeah, well, the first phase was sort of government providing incentives for renewables. That wasn't really sustainable, but some people could argue it needed that push. The second phase is where wind and solar, in some cases, are now cost competitive with fossil fuels. But renewable energy, unlike fossil fuel, is continuing to get better. So the third phase is the renewables simply beat fossil fuel on pure economics. It's all business. It's no government subsidies. And then you throw in continued advances in battery technology. It is the situation is ripe where we really begin transitioning, not in all cases, but in many cases, away from fossil fuels. And if you just look at the amount of money we spend defending oil over in the Middle East, to what shale and natural gas means to Texas and to North Dakota and to the U.S. economy, suddenly you begin to understand if those trends decrease, there's going to be first a lot of pain for the people who are employed in those industries.
Right.
But the flip side is there is, in fact, going to be opportunity.
But that transition is going to be a long one, isn't it? Because it's not because the culture, I don't think it's going to be the culture adopting it's going to be holding it up. I think actually converting from 200 years of carbon in all of our stuff and the supply chain and the refueling and all that sort of thing, liquid natural gas would be a great alternative to gasoline. But there are no pumping stations all over the place. You know, even if you converted all your vehicles. That's what's going to take so much time, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And I guess here's my advice. I mean, it sounds paradoxical, but the future is full of paradoxes. The future is going to change faster than we expect, and the future is going to change slower than we expect. And the challenge is we don't quite know which areas are going to go slow and which are going to go fast. I mean, I think to your point, the infrastructure changes are in fact going to go slower than proponents of green energy say. You know, the AOCs of the world who say we're going to be 100% renewable in 10 years
are,
I don't think, being realistic to themselves, their supporters, or their understanding.
Well, in fact, putting that kind of a date on it, that kind of a timeline on it, undermines any kind of credibility any of the other part of their argument might have, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's right. But I would say, you know, history can be illustrative here. 160 years ago, what was the leading source of oil in this country?
Yeah, it was
whale.
It was whale oil, exactly.
And
from the sperm whale.
10 years later.
Jack, hold on to that thought. Got to take a quick break. We'll come back. We're going to talk about technology evolving alongside of us. Some of it is disruptive. We'll talk about that after the break. 20 till. Right back with Jack Aldridge. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.